Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very important subject today. And I pray that you're listening. I pray that you're tuned in. Not hearing from you. Love to hear from you. I want to know if you agree. Do you agree that this is taking place? Do you see other phases and facets and parts of what is happening that identify with the undermining, tearing down, and destroying of the Judeo-Christian foundation for America? And that's primarily found, ladies and gentlemen, in what many call the natural law, but it comes directly out of the Word of God. It is the Ten Commandments that we're talking about. In fact, most all of our fundamental laws in America are fountainheaded out of the Ten Commandments. And we're watching the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party destroy the Ten Commandments. And we're just talking about, before the news break, we just left the Sixth Commandment, where thou shalt not kill. And it's not talking about war as we know it and killing in war. It is talking about volitional, premeditated murder. And yet the Socialist, Marxist, Democratic Party are all for abortion, and that's murder, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care how you slice it. Don't care how you want to try to ameliorate it and say that it's all right because it's a woman's right. No place in the Scripture does it give anybody the human right to commit murder, to take a life, whether it's in the womb or out of the womb. And not only the Sixth Commandment, ladies and gentlemen, but the Eighth Commandment also, thou shalt not steal. It's Bernie Sanders and his ilk today that's saying they want to take from the rich. It's the Robin Hood approach, take from the rich and give to the poor. And they rationalized on the basis that everybody should be equal. In fact, it's AOC, AOC and her squad, that's also part and party to this, she's saying that she believes that we need to banish all wealth and we need to eliminate all disparaging differences between people in society today in the amount of money and the amount of wealth that they have. But it's the Bernie Sanders, the Marxist, Communist, Democrat candidate, along with all the other presidential candidates on the left that say that if elected, they're not saying these words, but this is what they're saying. If elected, they're going to steal the hard-earned wealth from those that are working and redistribute it to those that are not working, to those that are illegal aliens. And the millennials, ladies and gentlemen, are all the airheads, as I call them. They believe that the Socialist Communist Party, they believe that socialism is good. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, it's our colleges and universities that have taught our millennials that socialism and communism are good, and it's a good system of government. That's the reason, ladies and gentlemen, 78% of the Sanders followers, listen carefully, 78%, it could be a larger percentage now. This percentage was back about 6 months ago. It was based on one of the major polls and studies on the subject. It said then that 78% of the Sanders followers say that America is evil and that socialism is desirable. Ladies and gentlemen, it is antithetical to anything that's called truth. And there's some students, some of them that are waking up, some of them that are realizing that there's a lie being told to them. Here's an article that says student activists visit Cuba. And I find this article quite funny because these student activists that have followed Bernie Sanders, that have believed his diatribe and his desperate attempt to become president and take control of America, and as he calls it, have a revolution in America. He's talking about, ladies and gentlemen, Obama talked about fundamental change, and Bernie Sanders is talking about a revolution in that fundamental change of changing everything, destroying the Constitution, eviscerating anything that's called godliness, and removing anything that's called a standard, and absolutely taking full control from the socialist, Marxist, communist standpoint. This article says, socialist student activists visit Cuba, reveal streets like dumpsters of rotting trash. Let me just read you a blurb or two from it. It's a lengthy article, dated February the 4th, 2020. Hours-long wait for gas and food, crumbling buildings and oppressive governmental surveillance marked the experience of four Americans who captured their trip to the communist Cuba on video. The members of the student activist group, Turning Point USA, aimed to show Americans what some 60 years of communism, socialism, has done for the once thriving country, reported the Daily Caller. Quote, everything you've seen about Cuba is a lie. Those that are Turning Point USA, Benny Johnson tells viewers in the video that's published Monday. The activist noted that images of Cuba on the internet and in the media reports typically do not portray the harsh reality of what is really found in Cuba. He says, look around you. The effects of socialism are everywhere. Crumbling infrastructure, disgusting living conditions, one of the students reported. When they arrived at the airport, authorities took the producer, Colton Duncan's, passport for 7 hours. When we left the airport, quote, when we left the airport after 7 hours, I think we thought the worst was behind us, Duncan said. We could not have been more wrong. They drove through the decrepit parts of formerly glamorous cities, shows streets like a smelling like overcrowded dumpsters and rotting trash. The morning before they planned to leave Cuba, TPUSA, that is the Turning Point USA activists, were awakened by armed officers banging on their door and demanding they turn over their possessions. Quote, I got on the phone with the embassy, Johnson said, and the guy says to me, get out of here now. They left early that day, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the deplorable condition of Cuba. And yet Bernie Sanders praises Cuba. Bernie Sanders talks about the Cuban regime in a praiseworthy fashion and talks about, after all, Castro and his people may have been bad in some areas, but they did provide wonderful health care for the people. Ladies and gentlemen, that's an absolute lie. People are left to die without any health care at all in Cuba. There is a major problem with anybody that believes that the Socialist Communist Marxist Party can provide better health care than you find in America. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Socialist Marxist Communist presidential candidates and the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party in general, how they're violating the Eighth Commandment, thou shalt not steal. Ladies and gentlemen, the fact is that that is the whole thing that they're doing and not calling it that. For example, free medical care, free education, free child care, no borders, guaranteed income, erase all educational debt, ban all weapons, cancel the Second Amendment, cancel the religious liberties in the First Amendment. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a whole mode and operational program that will be taking from those that work and giving to those that come in illegally, giving to those that do nothing. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, the mindset is, with that huge number of Bernie Sanders followers, the mindset is, give us something for nothing. Provide for us. But ladies and gentlemen, you'll recall, go back to the formation of the New Testament church in the first century, and you find that there was an approach of socialism, that you that had would sell and bring and cast at the feet of the pastors, if you will, for it to be divided among those that had nothing. But it was discovered that it didn't work. And ultimately, in 2 Thessalonians, the Apostle Paul says that if you don't work, you cannot eat. But there's a reversal of that in the Socialist Marxist Communist Party today, known as the Democrats, the left, that believe that somehow, some way, it's okay to steal from that person that's working. In fact, the whole aura of the Socialist Marxist Democratic candidates for president, their whole mantra is that billionaires are those that are the enemy of the state, and we need to take their wealth and give to those by the redistribution, give to those that do nothing, give to those that are here illegally, rather than having a capitalistic system that says, if I work, if I do that which is honorable, if I go out and do a day's work, I can receive a day's pay, and that somehow, some way, I can cobble together some modicum of wealth for me and for my family for the future. Ladies and gentlemen, that will take away all incentive. You can go to any socialist, communist, dictatorial nation, and you will find there is absolutely no incentive to work and to accumulate and to have anything. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party and the Ten Commandments. They violate the Sixth Commandment, thou shalt not kill. They violate the Eighth Commandment, thou shalt not steal. And, ladies and gentlemen, they violate the Seventh Commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not commit adultery. But all of the Socialist Marxist Communist Party, ladies and gentlemen, they're pushing the LGBTQ sodomite bill, the sodomite agenda. Listen very carefully. I could take the balance of this broadcast in covering the details of that, but I want to cover some other commandments before the broadcast is over today. But when they violate, ladies and gentlemen, and contravene the seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. It's through the LGBTQ agenda. They have the gender identity crisis that's taking place. In fact, they're talking about the gender identity. They're talking about the transsexuals, the homosexuals, the sodomites. And they say that today they claim there are 72 different genders. Did you know that? It was bad enough just a couple of years ago, and they said they'd found 58 different genders. In fact, in the state of California and some other states, I believe, they're now allowing you to put on driver's license none when it talks about gender. They say none. And it goes back to Elizabeth Warren, who we'll talk about in a moment, and she talks about it. If she's elected president, she'll have a full cabinet that will be non-binary. That is, they don't claim any gender at all. Ladies and gentlemen, they claim that there are over 72 genders, not just male and female as God created. The Bible says God created male and female, created he them, and it was only two. And yet today we're finding those that are pushing this immoral, ungodly, unholy transgenderism and the LGBTQ agenda. And the left have gone off the rails when pushing their immoral, ungodly, unholy agenda, and it is in violation of the seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. And ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, school district sued for instructing staff to lie to parents about the transgenderism. The article, dated February the 20th of 2020, it says this, as the transgender agenda continues to be pushed into the lives of children across the United States of America, some parents are pushing back. 14 Wisconsin parents are suing the Madison Metropolitan School District for a policy that says not only allow children to socially transition to a different gender identity at the school without parents' notice or consent, but also encourages teachers to lie to the parents about doing so. Can you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, sending your child off to a governmentally controlled school, and that child is going to be brainwashed into believing that somehow, some way, you're not really a male, you're female, just in male dresses, male clothing, and therefore we're going to help you transition. In fact, I had an article just the past several days where a teacher has been caught where she is taking fifth graders and challenging them, chiding them, what gender are you? And trying to get them to, in some fashion, question their own gender, that they can encourage them to go through the transgender process in the school system, ladies and gentlemen. And it's antithetical to anything that's called conservatism, much less allowing Christian parents to send Christian students to school and having them brainwashed and destroy their morals and ethics and values because of the violation of the Seventh Amendment. Ladies and gentlemen, I spoke earlier of the House Bill 5 that's already passed the House with 240 votes and some 46 or 47 senators now waiting in the Senate for that. Ladies and gentlemen, if it ever becomes reality, it will persecute and prosecute every church and every Christian based on the sodomite agenda called the LGBTQ agenda. That has permeated society today, ladies and gentlemen. And in America, we have less than 4% that identify as in the sodomite community. Less than 4% now controlling policy and controlling procedure and controlling the politics in the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen. Today we're seeing the sodomite agenda, the pedophile agenda, the polygamy agenda being pushed via almost every law that the left passes. In fact, Elizabeth Warren, and I mentioned it earlier, said that when she's elected, if she's elected, she will have a staff and a cabinet of non-binary individuals. Ladies and gentlemen, I am absolutely shocked, saddened by such a statement. Here's the article. Warren promises at least half or more of her cabinet will be women and non-binary people if elected president. This article says Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat in Massachusetts, vowed in a new campaign policy paper that if she is elected president, she will fill out at least half or more of her cabinet with women and non-binary people. I'm wondering what kind of robots you're going to have walking around. Non-binary, there's a fallacy in the intellect and the intellectual capability and capacity of any human being that would make a statement like that. But it's because she is trying to win the applause and the approval of the group that she's speaking with and happens to speak to on whatever day. She goes on to say that she will build a cabinet and senior leadership in the team that reflects the full diversity of America, including having at least 50% or more of the cabinet positions filled with women and non-binary people, this article says. Warren's pledge is part of a series of reforms that she's laid out in order to rebuild the government swiftly and to make fundamental changes after President Donald J. Trump leaves office, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I shudder the thought that as Americans, we do not put President Trump back into office. He's the best wave of fresh air that America's had in the presidency in the past 70 to 80 years in the United States of America, as I read and study my history. And I believe that it was God's divine intervention when God placed him in office in 2016. I believe it was God's direct intervention that allowed him to be in, and he's been demeaned and denigrated every day for the past 3+ years since he's been put into office. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says school launches a secret program to turn kids into trans without telling their parents. And that is the thing that I think that we need to understand is frightening on the basis of the fact that we have those now that are violating the Seventh Amendment, thou shalt not commit adultery. And it's coming out of the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party that's doing such. Ladies and gentlemen, then we have Pope Pius Pete, Pete Buttigieg. I've heard it pronounced a dozen different ways. He's the presidential candidate that says he is the Christian, and yet he's married to a male, a man, another sodomite. Can you imagine if he happens to be elected? It's not the first lady, but it's the first husband or the first man of the White House. I don't know about you, but it's revolting to me to even think it. But yet he is winning some high accolades and applause in some of the races that we've seen just in the recent few weeks now. And ladies and gentlemen, even when Rush Limbaugh says something about his sexuality, all of a sudden there are death threats and absolute challenges publicly and openly wishing Rush Limbaugh would die because he's taken the stand and saying something openly about Pete Buttigieg being a sodomite. He didn't call him a sodomite. I am. But he's talking about his sexuality as being a homosexual. Ladies and gentlemen, he's the presidential candidate. He's married to a man, Senator, or as I would call him, St. Pete, as he ought to be called, as he is talking about if he is elected president, he'll bring Christianity back to the White House, as though there is a lack of Christianity or spirituality in the White House today. Ladies and gentlemen, I shudder at the thought of anybody like Mayor Pete becoming president. The breaking of the Seventh Commandment is seen on the left as they push the sodomite agenda, when they push the sodomite parades, when they push the drag queen story hours in our schools, when they talk about the sodomite sex education in our schools. And that's all it is. It's not sex education. It's sodomite sex education pushed by the LGBTQ agenda in our public schools today. We're violating, ladies and gentlemen, the Seventh Commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. You can call it whatever you want to. You can reverse the thought. You can modify it and try to mitigate it in some fashion. It doesn't change the reality that it's the socialist, Marxist, communist candidate that's doing that in America today. The sodomite sex education. The schools that authorize and enable doctors and nurses and school counselors to teach students how to so-called transition. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, our governmentally controlled schools are enablers for the sexually confused students to disobey the Ten Commandments and to disavow God and to somehow, some way believe that you can be sexually changed. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got sheaf after sheaf of documents showing that thousands upon thousands, yea, thousands of those that have gone through the transition, as it is called today, are regretting ever having done that. Why is that so? Because you cannot change God's creative order. You cannot change the sexuality that God has given, assigned to each of us. It is God's gift to humanity that he gave us male and female. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, we're created in the image of God, and it's the sole goal of the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party today to absolutely defy the image of God and the ideal of God and the plan of God for humanity in the world today. Yes, this transition, as they call it, is illegal, it is ungodly, it is unholy. And today the left stands responsible for what I call child sex abuse paid for by taxpayer dollars. And I don't know about you, but I'm praying that God will bring it to a screeching halt with somehow, some way, allowing President Donald J. Trump to be reelected, and that we take over the House and still control the Senate so that we can see some changes in the right sense taking place in America. Ladies and gentlemen, not only do we see the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party violating the Sixth Commandment, the Seventh Commandment, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, but also, ladies and gentlemen, the Ninth Commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness. That is, thou shalt not lie, if you put it in the Youngblood vernacular. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go ahead with the question, the comment, please.
What school did you say this was where the teacher asked the students, what gender are you?
That is coming out of Wisconsin on that particular article.
Okay. Well, anyway, the situation is worse than you think. As of last month in New Jersey, there is now a gay and lesbian curriculum, K through 12, started last month by a Democrat legislature, but more than anything, a white progressive, self-hating Catholic governor named Phil Murthy. This is more than just, it's more than just a singular course. This is the entire curriculum has now been rewritten by the sodomites. The New Jersey legislature handed over the education department to the sodomites, and they have rewritten the entire curriculum. For example, if textbooks say husband and wife, they now have to say husband and husband or wife and wife. Oh, by the way, if you believe in karma, the white progressive self-hating Democrat Catholic Governor Phil Murphy, who is inflicting this upon everybody in New Jersey, anyway, he announced over the weekend that he now has pancreatic cancer. So yes, there is a God, and God inflicts punishment on those who disobey and violate his law. Have a good day, sir.
Thank you, and I believe you're exactly right, and I am familiar with that textbook curricular requirement in the state of New Jersey. I'm appalled by it, but I'm not in any way surprised by it. And when you say that which now has developed in the Governor Murphy, I believe that God is still on the throne. I believe that God has a way to speak to each of us, whoever we are. I believe he has a way to get the attention of individuals. And I believe without any shadow of a doubt, God has a way to get the attention of nations that will call us back to God. And I believe that God is doing that if we just sit up and take notice and recognize what God is doing, that God is still on the throne. And though I see these things taking place, and though I broadcast them dealing with issues every day, it's not because I am discouraged. It's not because I'm in some way depleted. It's because I am seeing the hand of God at work as we continue down the track of implosion, morally, ethically, and theologically and doctrinally as a nation, going the same way all other major nations have gone. In particular, I think of Rome, how it imploded, and was primarily as a result of the very same things that we see brought about with the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party in America today. Yes, we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the fact that we're watching the violation of the commandments, the Ten Commandments. We're watching as we see what is taking place in relationship to each of these violations, where it's killing, where it's committing adultery, or the legislating and legalizing the committing of adultery. And then that Ninth Commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness. Wow. Wow, can you imagine? It says, thou shalt not bear false witness. That's the Ninth Commandment, and yet we're finding the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party are the greatest liars, I believe, that I've ever seen in my lifetime. They are lying on the basis of they're telling a lie just to be able to tell a lie. And if you don't believe that, ladies and gentlemen, you can just watch some of the party and the way they lie. Look at Nancy Pelosi. She lies when she says that she's praying for our president every day, and yet she hates him and stands publicly and rips up his speech at the time the president is giving the speech to the nation, ladies and gentlemen. And look at Adam Schiff. We can't count the number of lies. Adam Schiff, I believe, is a pathological liar, as he's been called. I believe that he can't help it. He's told so many lies that he doesn't realize that he's lying when he tells a lie. But then, ladies and gentlemen, I have Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren lied about her ethnicity. Elizabeth Warren lied about being fired from her job because she was pregnant. Elizabeth Warren lied about her children going to public schools, and they didn't. They went to some of the most elite private schools. She lied about global warming. She is lying about the her global warming when she says she's against it, yet she crisscrosses across America in her political speeches in a jet airplane. Ladies and gentlemen, you just can't make this stuff up. In fact, we talked about earlier with Pete Buttigieg and what he's done. Here's an article that says Pete Buttigieg won an essay contest in high school defending socialism and his hero, Bernie Sanders. I don't know if you know that or not, but back in 2000 in his high school from the Kennedy Library, he did his essay, and his essay was about Bernie Sanders and praising Sanders and praising socialism. And by the way, Pete Buttigieg's dad was a Marxist professor in one of the major prestigious universities here in the United States of America. Mayor Pete also, as this article says, Mayor Pete and the impact of an out-and-out proud gay president. And I mentioned that earlier, that he says that when he if he becomes president, he's going to bring Christianity back to the White House. But ladies and gentlemen, that's absolutely, how would you say, unimaginable. But we talk about lying. Thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not bear false witness. We find it is the socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrats, number one on their battlefield tactic is going against anything that would be godly or about God. They're trying to gain popularity and approval by nonstop defaming, demoralizing, and demonizing and suing and lying about conservatives and Christians and all others who oppose their goal of destroying America. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, sodomite marriages, if you are against sodomite marriages, you're homophobic. We're talking about the violation of the commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness, the ninth commandment. If you're against the sodomite marriages, you're called homophobic. You're lied about. If you oppose abortion, you're anti-woman. If you oppose border walls, you're called racist. And that is the mantra, and that is the approach they're taking. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, Tucker Carlson recently did a major broadcast, reveals the Democratic plan to protect illegal alien criminals from deportation and fundamentally change America. It is a bill that is now sponsored by some 44 of the House Democrats, including AOC and the Squad. And ladies and gentlemen, according to Tucker Carlson, it's about 4,400 words. That means it's almost exactly as long as the U.S. Constitution, and it will absolutely destroy the fundamental foundation of the Judeo-Christian foundation basis for America. Ladies and gentlemen, Bernie Sanders, that if we elect Bernie Sanders or any one of the others, we're listening, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to destroy conservatives and Christians. Non-liberals will be literally re-educated or jailed, according to Bernie Sanders. They need to be re-educated. That's putting in re-educational camps. Ladies and gentlemen, I am absolutely appalled by any thought of putting any one of the socialist, Marxist, communist Democrats into office as president of the United States of America. I am concerned about it, and I ask you to wake up, sit up, look up, smell the coffee, as the old cliche goes, be salt and light in the world in which we're living today. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted that you joined us on this broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
Invited to worship with them. 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.